USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To Americans near and far, thank you for joining us in this National Day of Prayer. And God bless you all.
Vice President Mike Pence opening a National Day of Prayer event in the White House Rose Garden, where leaders of various faiths are on hand and participating.
We thank you for a president and a vice president who understand the importance of prayer, and we pray for their precious families who have made great sacrifices to serve alongside them.
Guests include members of the Sutherland Springs, Texas Church, where more than two dozen people were killed in a shooting massacre last year. The National Rifle Association's annual convention is getting underway in Dallas today. Tomorrow, President Trump will address the gun rights organization, as will Vice President Pence. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
The release of three Americans who've been held by North Korea is now reportedly imminent. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani telling Fox News it's happening today. Retired General Major Jack Keane, a Fox News military analyst, says he's not surprised to hear it, with that summit coming up between President Trump and Kim Jong-un.
And just recently, our National Security Advisor, Ambassador Bolton, mentioned it as a sign of good faith that Kim Jong-un is serious about these talks and about denuclearizing, so let's release these hostages before the talks, and he's doing it.
The Labor Department reporting this morning that first-time jobless claims were up by 2,000 last week from the week before to 211,000. Experts were expecting the number to come in at about 224,000. The teacher strike in Arizona could be ending soon as Governor Ducey assigned a K-12 education portion of the Arizona budget this morning that he says is a victory for education. Teachers have been on strike, demanding higher education funding and wages. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A Michigan State University lawyer says the Larry Nassar sexual assault scandal involved MSU student athletes but did not violate NCAA rules. The attorney, Mike Glazier, telling the NCAA the university is not trying to sidestep the issue it faces, and said if MSU had any reason to believe that Nassar's criminal conduct violated college athletic rules, it would accept responsibility. Glazier says an internal investigation did not find any rules violations, even with the former sports doctor's abhorrent criminal conduct. A man is now facing charges for allegedly trying to blackmail comedian Kevin Hart. Authorities say 41-year-old Jonathan Jackson is jailed in L.A. on $35,000 bail and is being ordered not to have any sort of contact with the comedian. Jackson accused of attempting to get a payment last year in return for not publicizing a videotape of the married Hart carousing with a woman in Las Vegas. At the time, Hart went public saying he had made a bad error in judgment, but he said he would not give in to extortion. And Tesla says it will announce the location of its new SUV factory by the end of this year. Elon Musk, the CEO, saying yesterday Tesla's current plants are crazy packed with no additional space left for production. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.